Angie and Aaron believed that God had called them to be parents. But the reality of a family became a consuming battle.
My mind was bombarded with thoughts of, you know, you'd have your baby, you know, you'd be holding your baby right now. You see the woman down there in front of you, you know, she's holding her little baby. That would be you.
Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, join Gloria Copeland and the Copeland Girls as they bring you a special Mother's Day message of faith. Learn how believing for God's promises will change you and your family and bring blessing to your lives.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland, and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. We have some very honored guests today, our children, some of our children, and we're going to be talking about being a mother, and we want to wish all of you mothers a happy, happy Mother's Day. I have Kelly Swisher, Terry Pearson, Marty Copeland, and we're all Copeland mothers. and we're blessed. We all have wonderful children, isn't that? All of my grandchildren are just marvelous. Isn't that something? So we're going to be talking about some good things today. We're going to be talking about faith. We've got a tremendous testimony of faith right now of this precious couple who believe God to become parents. Hallelujah. So watch this.
Pastors Aaron and Angie Dirksen of Tarpon Springs, Florida are longtime partners of Kenneth Copeland Ministries, and the blessings of the Lord are evident in the lives of this couple. They pastor a young and vibrant church, own and operate an irrigation company, and a thriving blueberry farm. The Lord has prospered them over the years, answering prayers and fulfilling dreams. But there has been one challenge that tested the faith, the patience, and the most intimate of emotions. Angie and Aaron believed that God had called them to be parents. But the reality of a family became a consuming battle.
In 97, we came out to a convention, and we had gotten pregnant. Found out we were pregnant in May that year. The following year, in 1998, we came back to the convention. We had experienced a miscarriage that year. It was really about a week after we had come home. We had really seen that the enemy had really come immediately to steal the word that we had received. And in 1998, we came here to the Southwest Convention, and we were sitting in high up in section 317, and I'll never forget, I was trying to listen to Brother Copeland speak, and all of a sudden my thoughts were just bombarded. My mind was bombarded with thoughts of, you know, you'd have your baby, you know, you'd be holding your baby right now. You see the woman down there in front of you, you know, she's holding her little baby. That would be you. And all these thoughts were coming to me, and I couldn't concentrate on what Brother Kenneth was saying, and my heart was just aching. Just longing for my child. And Brother Kenneth stopped the whole meeting, and he looked up into our section, and he said,
"There's a mother here that had a child to die recently, and I want to correct you because I heard this in the spirit. Don't ever say I lost my child. Don't you ever say that anymore. You haven't lost your baby. Jesus is coming. You're going to see your baby sooner than you think. You haven't lost your baby. You know where that baby is, and that baby knows right where you are. That baby's not dead. Praise God, you haven't lost your baby. And I wanted to share this with you. You're going to have another one. Praise God. Oh, yeah. Amen."
And it just broke everything the enemy was trying to do there. And I received that word for myself and didn't let the devil take me back there again.
Praise the Lord.
1999 came. No baby. 2000 came, and we experienced two more miscarriages. At that point, we were referred to a reproductive endocrinologist, went through a series of testings for a year, another year of fertility treatments. 2001 came, then 2002, no baby. 2003, no baby. 2004, We attended a minister's conference at Eagle Mountain. I came home from that and found out that we were pregnant. And glory to God, our first child, Averly Promise, was born October of that year, October 9th. 7 months later, we were pregnant with our second, Andrew Samuel. He was born February 14th of 2006. And then we've just had our third. Autumn Grace was born January 30th of 2008. So, yes.
Amen. So you all continue to hold on, though, to that word.
That's right.
Even though years passed. That must have been difficult with especially the two miscarriages. How did you all stay firm and believe, still believe, that God was going to give you a child during that period?
The Word of God. You know, we would encourage each other with scripture verses, and we were standing on the Word of God.
I remember specifically after the first miscarriage, I just was talking to God, going to bed, and was crying, and the Lord said, Angie, trust me. Trust me.
The Lord had spoken to my heart after that and said, I promise. Those two words, I promise. And I had that in my heart, and that just gave me that peace also. It was just like, you know what? He promised. I don't care what happens. God has promised.
Every time the enemy would come to, bring doubt or discouragement, it was, no, the Word says that I'll be a joyful mother of children. The Word says that my husband's quiver will be full.
That's exactly right.
And Hebrews 11:1, you know, now faith is the substance of those things which you hope for and the evidence of that which you do not see. And by it, the elders obtained a good testimony. And so that's what I believe for us. We've obtained a good testimony because of faith.
That's right. It has changed our church forever. When they saw that the pastors, what they were standing on and what they were believing on, the greatest obstacle that they knew that we were up against, when they saw the flourishing of our prayers answered and standing on the Word of God. In fact, it was other families in our church that couldn't conceive and couldn't have children either. We are like a baby factory now. I think we had 8 women pregnant at the same time, and it's just been tremendous. It was like something was broken spiritually.
I'm listening to you all, and really it sounds like your life really is heaven on earth.
I believe firmly in that we don't have to wait for these things until we get to heaven, that we can experience them now. And I just walk around our yard, and I just pray in the Spirit, and I walk with my children. I just said, God is good, and our children know it too. This is what God has done. Look what the Lord has done.
The testimony we just saw inspired us to pray for those of you who want to be mothers, just like this couple. They were believing God, and I know many of you are believing God. So on this Mother's Day, we are going to believe with you to have that baby, a perfect baby. Mm-hmm. So you just, when you pray, if your husband's there with you, you just have him put his hands on your tummy, and you put your hand there, and we're going to pray, and you jump in and agree with us and believe you receive it. And we're believing for miracles.
Yes.
And we want you to let us know. We want to hear about those miracles. Father, we come into agreement as touching this desire for children. And we believe for every person, every woman who is believing God, or every man who's believing God for a child, for his wife, we believe right now for the children to come into their lives. Every person, all the people all at once who are believing for babies, we believe for a miracle. And we speak the miracle of the birth of a perfect child in Jesus' name. The Word of God is working, and they shall conceive in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So be it. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you don't even have to name that baby after me. You can just name that baby anything you want to, but begin to plan, begin to do all the side things that you need to do to have a baby, and get with the program and believe God. I believe I receive. You say that right now. I believe I receive.
Amen.
The perfect baby. Amen. I'm saying that for you because I've
I'm
had all my
it.
Perfect
no.
babies. Marty, just don't say anything, Marty. in Jesus' name. You know, that's the way you do with the things that you desire in your heart. You believe, you receive it, and you shall have it. Listen to this faith scripture in Mark 11, 22 says, have faith in God. Now, whether it's money, whether it's salvation of a marriage, whether you're believing God for the salvation of your children, whether you're believing God for a job, whatever it is, this word works. This faith word works. These scriptures changed our lives when we heard this about faith and we began to believe. Our biggest problem was we didn't have money to pay bills. We had no money. So we began to believe for the blessing of the Lord, and we believe we receive faith, and we believe we receive the bills paid. I want to encourage you to believe God to get out of debt. And have every bill paid. God will move if you'll believe. Now listen to this. Have faith in God. That's the bottom line right there. For verily, this is Jesus himself speaking. This is Mark 11, 23. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed. You've got to talk to the mountain. And be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Glory to God. Therefore, I say unto you, Jesus said, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. If you desire a child, when we prayed, the proper thing for you to do, what faith would do, is faith would believe right now, I receive that child. If you receive, and it's, if it's money, you believe you receive the money right now to pay that bill or whatever it is, to buy that house, whatever it is. And when you believe you receive it, and you exercise faith in the words that Jesus said based on his word, things begins to happen. Things begin to happen. And the spiritual realm, the physical realm, every realm will come into being. It's like it comes to attention at the word of faith. And so this is the way that we've learned to live. I say unto you, Jesus said, you say. Jesus said, whosoever, that would be everybody listening, everybody's a whosoever, whosoever shall say. If you're believing for finances, you start talking to your finances. When the bills come, don't say, we'll never get out of debt. Don't say, oh no, there's another bill. What are we going to do? Start speaking to those bills. Bills, I call you paid. Money, I command you to come in Jesus' name. Say to the mountain of lack, lack, you get out of my life in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I say go. Money come in Jesus' name. You say, you mean you can believe for money? Well, of course you can. If you need money, God wants your needs met according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now, when Ken and I got born again and filled with the Spirit, we were not sick. We were well. We didn't need to believe for healing. But we were financially in the hospital. I mean, it was bad. We didn't have money to pay bills. We were believing God. We began to believe God just like that on the basis of this scripture. One day we were in that little house we lived in Tulsa when Ken was going to school. And I was sitting at my typewriter listening to Kenneth Hagin preach. And I was taking notes on my typewriter. You think you must be a fast typer. No, it was very slow, but that's what I was doing. And I heard Brother Hagin teaching on this. He's where we learned how to walk with faith. And as I was listening to him say those things, whosoever shall say whatsoever, and he believed those things which he says will come to pass, I saw these few words that changed my life. It's not just what you say when you're in a meeting. It's not just what you say when you're in a spiritual mode, you know, like praying or giving a testimony or something. It's what you say consistently that comes to pass in your life. So if you're believing for a baby, you believe you receive it, and you thank God for the baby. Thank you, Lord, for the perfect baby every day. Just thank the Lord for that baby. We believe we received it. And then if you're believing God for money, you believe you receive the money. It's good to just even say an amount. We believe we receive this much money to maybe pay this bill or to buy this house or to buy a car or whatever. And you say it. You believe you receive it. You believe it, you say it, and you believe it, and you say it, and you believe it, and you say it. That's the way faith works. You say to the mountain to be removed, debt, I'm saying to you, get out of here in Jesus' name. Get out of my life. And that's the way you move in faith. And this is Jesus. I saw that what I consistently say comes to pass. Not just what I say when I'm in church, but what I say over and over. If you're truly walking in faith, then your words are going to have to stay in agreement with your prayer. You can't pray for finances, turn right around and say, what are we going to do? We don't have the money to pay this bill, this and that and the other. No, that won't work. Because what have you done? You've undone your faith. And you don't want to do that. You want to stay with it. Well, nothing's happened. We'll just keep believing and confessing. Keep saying the money comes. That we have the money. Keep saying we have the money. Thank you, Lord, and thank the Lord. Thank you. We believe we've received it. You know what that word means? It means to take it. We take this when we pray. We take the answer with our faith when we pray. Glory to God. It works for babies. It works for money. It works for deliverance. You take it when you pray, and you say it, and you say it, and you say it until it's manifest. And you refuse to say anything else. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Marty, do you have some things you want to share about raising children by faith?
Well, and I just am so thankful to God for the miracle of my children. I couldn't get pregnant with Courtney.
That's right.
It took me 3 years to get pregnant with her, and God led us to a doctor that did some surgery, and that helped. It was such a walk of faith, though, to have her. And then I had several miscarriages, and it was 7 years until we had our son. And then we had a vasectomy, and then we had another one. So he's the God of breakthrough.
That was what you call the icing on the cake.
He's more than enough.
Extra. But aren't we glad you had that boy?
But I just want to encourage people there, because the blessing of multiplication, whether it's, like Gloria was saying, whatever it is, financial, you know, it's just foolishness to the natural thinking that you sow a seed and it's multiplied back to you. But God is all about multiplication and the birthing of Isaac. I mean, Abraham had to believe God, and he had to have his mouth shut. I mean, they talk about the importance of confessing the word. We have to understand that God wants us to have children.
That's
he
right.
wants us
it's
to
blessing.
Have riches. It's
a
part of the blessing. It's a blessing. But we did what you just what you said, because we learned from you and Kenneth of, you know, when we were standing in the testimony that they just watched, I so understand when she said that she would look around and see women with babies, and, you know, the enemy, I mean, it was hard. He lies to you,
he
and
says
you're never
going to
have a child. But when you find the promises in the Word of God and you lay hold of them and you say them and you say them and you say them till that faith takes root,
that's right.
Just like you read in Mark 11, you have to believe in your heart. Yes, and you can't just say things and have them come to pass. You have to have faith, and you have to have actions. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that God put on my heart when we were believing to have Jonathan, our second, was he laid it on my heart, and I would not have done this for this particular person had the Lord not led me to. So I'm not talking about taking this example and go do it. You sow how God leads you
That's
to
right.
sow.
Exactly. That's good.
But the Lord put it on my heart to throw this woman a baby shower. Now, I had several miscarriages. And I don't think I'm that normal. Don't say a joke about that. I don't think that I'm not a real, I don't get upset that easily. Like I have enough faith and trust in God that after a couple miscarriages, I was still okay. But by the third one, I thought, you know, this is hard. and that's gonna make me cry. But the Lord put it on my heart to throw her a baby shower, and that act of giving and that act of love repositioned me to have faith in the goodness of God and to receive from God. It really got my mind off myself.
So and that got was it really an unction from God.
It was an unction from her. And I believe that that was part of God positioning me for that miracle to come and for success.
Yeah.
So the multiplication, the blessing is so awesome.
And
children are a joy.
They are.
They're a joy. They not 24 hours a day, but
it has its moments.
But they are. They're so much fun. I can't imagine life without my kids.
They are such a blessing. And the older they get, the more blessing they are. Usually.
You mean when they leave home? Is that what you're saying?
No.
We have a great family.
We have lots of grandchildren and lots of children, and it's good, and we do things together. And, you know, it's just it's a blessing. It is. Children are a blessing. It's part of the blessing. And God wants you to have the desire of your heart in that area. Kelly or Terry, do y'all have anything you want to comment?
Well, Kelly and I can just say, because our children are older and grown, and some of them getting ready to have their own not too distant future probably, and that same faith that got them here will keep them here.
That's the same faith
will keep them close to the family,
keep them close
to God, keep them in the will of God, even when the devil comes or hard times come and they face those too. Temptation comes. The Word of God and faith in His Word and calling things that aren't as though they were and raising your children in a household of faith and love keeps them close, right?
It does. They're so strong, too. They know what to do when trouble
comes.
They're solid. They know who they are in Christ. I just think that I believe that we... I think if you could... could just stop time, pause the DVD recorder, and back it up. I think what we experienced today is a result of you and Dad 40 whatever years ago saying, if it says it in the book, that's the way we're going to order our lives. That's the way we're going to do it. If it says it here, this is what we're going to do. And, we've been talking about awakening and all that. I think people just need to, the first step is awakening to
this. Right. Exactly.
Awakening to the value. You know, you can wake up to the value of something. Sometimes people wake up to the value of another person after they've died. Or they've moved away. Or, you know, you can take something for granted. And then when some life change, do you know that they say that some 87% of teenagers in the church get to be 18 and they leave the church? This is a terrible statistic.
87%.
Leave the Lord, their relationship with the Lord, and leave the church until some significant event, life event drives them back. Oh, I need the Lord.
They know where to go when they get in trouble.
They do, but you know...
They could have skipped that crisis.
That's right.
Something woke them up to the value of their relationship with the Lord, and so I think what we have today in 2009 is the result that you guys woke up to what was in this book, what the Lord had for you. You woke up to faith, and you ordered your life after it. And then from that point, we went from glory
to glory.
Amen. From expression of the Lord's goodness to us to the next expression, to understanding deeper and deeper and deeper into the things of God. I'm so grateful. And let me just say that you are a wonderful mother. And you've taught us the Word, taught us how to live, and we are grateful for that, Mother. Happy Mother's Day.
Mother's Day. Thank you. I am a happy mother. I've got happy children. Hallelujah. We'll be right back.
I loved being a mom. You know, I really loved being Jennifer, Lindsay, and Rebecca's mother. And I love being Zoe, Isaac, Emmy, and Eli's grandmother because it's an opportunity to show them how much God loves them. You are a springboard for your children. spiritually. Your children should build on the foundation that you had given them, and then they should supersede anything that you have done.
We have a free gift for all the mothers. It's entitled, One Word from God Can Change Your Family. Boy, is that the truth. So we want to send this to you absolutely free. Discover God's plan for your family and learn how to have a happy, healthy relationship with your children God's way. Experience family life the way it was intended. It was intended to be good and peaceful. If you'd like to have this, request it. We'll send it to you absolutely free. Write or call, go online, however you want to do it. We'll be ready for you. So happy Mother's Day to you, and we want you to have this book. Now, here we go. One, two, three.
Happy Mother's Day, Ma Dear.
We love you.
Yes.
That's my mother, Ma Dear. She's precious and wonderful, and she has so blessed our lives. And she is a tremendous blessing to all of us. Mother and I were together, and when I was just a little baby growing up, and maybe, you know, 6 months to a year old and a little older, my dad was in the war. Mother and I were together. And Mother and I have been close so many years. She has been so good to me. She's put up with a lot. Mm-hmm. Not out of me, because I was a good girl. But she's great, and we love you so much. And we are happy mothers here, Kelly and Terry and Marty and I. God's blessed our home, and He will bless your home. Lay hold of the blessing of God. Lay hold of peace. Be love conscious. Begin to walk in love, mothers and husbands. Begin to walk in love and love not just the children, but love each other. And God will bless your home. It'll be wonderful. Your children will grow up happy and blessed. Thank you, Kelly and Terry and Marty. They are all excellent mothers, by the way. This is Gloria Copeland and the Copeland Girls reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you'd like to purchase a copy of today's broadcast, visit us online at kcm.org or call or write to us today. To receive your gift, One Word from God Can Change Your Family, a book by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, go to our website or call our special toll-free number, 888-326-0011, or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. One copy per household, please. The glory will shine in 2009. Come to the West Coast Believers Convention June 29th to July 4th at the Long Beach Convention Center in Long Beach, California. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis, Creflo Dollar, and Keith Moore for 6 days of dynamic teaching from God's Word. Come expecting an encounter with God. Super Kid Academy with Commander Kelly will be held for children ages 6 through 12. Call 1-800-600-7395 or visit kcm.org. Next Sunday on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Jesus is the Word made flesh. He's the fulfillment of prophecy. Jesus is your healer. He's your teacher and your preacher. Jesus is your gift from God.